trying to cover, but we can't.
Well, I don't know how to keep these jobs in here.
Right, shall we start then?
Who's got the colour then?
That's me.
Well, I'll stay down this end.
I think it's a chest infection, so I'll really pretty safe. Right, well, good always good morning, Mr. Isn't it? It's the 17th of November, it's 11:30, and this is the Extraordinary Council meeting. So welcome, everybody. We've got no members of the public. To go on to the agenda, 25340, to receive apologies of absence and a vote of acceptance.
Receive apologies from Councillor Boyle.
Okay, can we take a vote to accept
it?
To recall declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest notwithstanding this item. Members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Does anybody have anything they'd like to declare?
Madam Chairman, can I declare an interest in relation to the distribution firm for the leaflet Agri Man?
Okay, thank you. Any other declarations? No?
No.
Okay, so 25342, a public session. We have no members of the public here today, so moving on to 25343. To agree the wording for a letter to Colchester City Council regarding further environmental concerns. Have you all read the letter?
This is Appendix B, is it?
No, yeah, it is. Could I just say the chair on this? I put on the table to remind the council of the letter which was proposed from the working party on the local plan. That's the last document in the bundle you have in front of you.
That one.
To the back.
At the back. Yeah, it's the last.
Like that one?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so remember this one. This was the letter that went to the last council meeting on the 6th of November.
Right, okay.
And it's brought to you before, again, because there was, it was unclear that when Christy and I looked at it, whether the number mentioned of 600 had been approved by council.
That's
it was it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. All the other aspects, I think is clear, were agreed. It was only this item, and it was decided it was really appropriate that we should have a decision which number we're going to go with.
I thought we'd agreed it.
No, I don't think we'd actually agreed the letter as well.
Well, there's only 201 houses under construction.
Can I just correct you? Isn't it 218 or 19? Because there's the further 18. On that number.
Yeah, they're not under construction.
No, we're not talking about houses under construction. The existing local plan has 280 houses within it. Yeah. It's the 100 at each of the two big developments plus 80 others. So the existing plan is 280. There's a potential 18 more from the Bridie Paddocks where the arms houses are, and the potential 300.
Yeah.
So it's 280 plus 318 if we actually want to come up with a figure. But anything to do as far as I'm concerned, 500 plus.
I think my only point was that people know there's 200 here, 100 here and 100 there, and they might query this figure and say, well, why are we over-rigging it? So
why I say 500 plus would be...
But again, it's like drawing straws here because approximately 600 is equivalent, if you like, a 500 plus, isn't it?
I know, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you're more heading towards a 600 figure.
Yes, I know, but it's the perception that if people think it's inaccurate what we're writing here, they won't really feel.
So
can we not put a light in according to our local plan?
I was just going to ask Bob, what would you like to put in there in 600?
Well, this is going to Colchester,
yeah.
So it's not going to the public.
No.
So I suppose we could leave it like that.
Yeah, because it does say
but anything to the public, I think we need to...
Well, can I indicate here, at the local plan meeting, I said 500, I said 500 plus, yep, and we've kept to that. This will go on the website, yeah, so it's to that extent it will be semi-public.
So it will be seen.
So it will be seen, yeah, that's right. But on my view is that as long as we can justify what is in here, right, then it is sufficient that we go for what is in this letter.
I feel that it's more powerful with a higher number, if we can substantiate that higher number.
Yes,
and if it's in the noble plan, I would suggest that we leave it as approximately 600.
Okay, should we make a decision on that?
Yeah, is anybody else?
No, someone can propose something and we can vote on it.
I'll propose that we leave it as 600.
Okay.
But before I do, John, do you want a further proposal? Would you prefer it's 500?
No, I'm happy providing, like Bob has said,
that we can substantiate
we
the number.
We can substantiate that.
Which I feel that we can.
But are they under construction, back, which is what the letter says here?
No, it doesn't say
that. No, it doesn't.
It says 300.
Under construction,
it says.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So we take under construction out.
Yeah.
But if we leave it in, it's 500.
We leave.
Well, it's 200.
But if we say which.
200.
Sorry. Can I speak, Jeff?
Yeah.
which will total approximately 600 new homes. We've got the approximately 600. And because it came to 280, didn't it? Or was it 218?
It's a further 18, isn't it?
To be accurate, it should say 280 planned and 300 proposed. That would be absolutely.
That would be more accurate.
That would be absolutely accurate, with the potential further 18 if you wanted to put that in for the Arms House area.
Yeah,
but
200. Can you say that again, please?
280 planned.
Planned, and 300
proposed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Proposed.
Just change
the
wording so it's not under construction.
Well, I'm happy to accept your proposal. So,
okay. So
a seconder, please.
Yeah, I'll second it. Yeah.
Thank
you.
All in favour.
Yeah.
It's only a small adjustment.
Yeah.
So it's confirmed, Chair, in terms of decision with that amendment.
Yeah.
It will
go forward. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is everybody happy to move on?
Yeah.
25344.
Right.
To approve the contents of the leaflet to be circulated to residents.
Right. Can I introduce this, Chair?
You can. I've got to find it first, but yeah.
In the bundle that you've got for you, the one file there is the document that I'm proposing be agreed. It's the one at the top, it's got two council 17/11/25. Has everyone got that?
That one.
It's before the letter, which we've just approved, is a document that's got at the top two councils 17/11/25.
Okay.
Right. That's the one.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And it's got three dot lines down. I wish to propose the text in red below. At the meeting.
Right, I read Maxine's email and she was right because you're trying to make a statement first, aren't you?
Yeah. So let's deal with the context, right? One of the big issues, apart from the actual content, is the fact that we've still not had confirmation from the City Council that they are prepared to accept comments other than by on the website.
I've only got Councillor Parsons' words on that, right?
But the leaflet that has been drafted by me and David Cooper and Graham Farley has been consulted about it as well. The leader that is for you assumes that it is possible to do comments directly by post. Yeah. We won't know. I've been trying to get hold of from the planners what the arrangements are. You've all got, because Kirsty's circulated it, the invitation to go to a Teams meeting.
Yeah.
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 And
the 4th of the 9th, isn't it?
The 4th of the 9th.
Yeah.
Right. What is unclear is the arrangements for consultation. There's certainly going to be a portal on the main website which residents can register for, which will give comments. But what I'm very keen to do, and I featured it in what I said on behalf of the council to the local plan committee, is that residents should have the ability of making their own case directly to the city council. So the draft which you've got before you assumes that there will be a facility to make comments direct. So it's in that setting, Chair, that we can come on to the comments. Now, what I put before you, and Bob has provided detailed comments, which we can deal with in a minute, but apart from texture wearers, which I'm very willing to accept, which Bob has put forward, there are one or two issues which I think are important for the council to recognise our judgments about the way that we're going. Right. One of the judgments, which we'll come on to in a minute, deals with the whole question of reminding residents that this is a consultation and can be changed both upwards and downwards in relation to the 300 houses which is being proposed, right? But I don't know where, Chair, you want to deal with it. Why don't we deal with what I'm putting forward to you for an amendment, and then Bob can come in, because I've circulated his comments separately. He can come in with comments which we can make at the time. So my proposal is that we go through the leaflet in order. Yep.
Okay.
So,
do you want to rate it then, John?
Yeah,
and then
does Bob want to interject? Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. I'm sure Bob will.
Can I just ask, the wording in red is added to what was there previously?
Yeah, that's
okay,
exactly.
Yeah.
That is, you've had a draft, right?
Yeah,
right. And the black version is what was there before,
yep.
And the red one is the new one. As a result of what Bob has put forward. So Bob put forward, for example, the one it proposed new housing for West Mersey. I think that can go in, and I would agree. I would agree with that. Okay.
Right.
So do we want to reach a conclusion on each one?
Can do. So
yeah.
It's clear that we've
put forward
that.
And
the vote at the end.
Yeah. Accepted.
Yeah.
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 Right.
We then go on to the second page, third paragraph. This is a point which David Cooper was very clear that we should make, is that West Mersey, under the local plan proposal, is considered a large settlement. And quite rightly, it needs explanation in terms of in hierarchy in terms of the town and villages. So I'm proposing and agreeing with something that Bob's put forward, is that we should make reference to it being town and villages as in red, and therefore suitable for further growth.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so do we agree that we include town and villages?
That clarifies what was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is everybody happy with that?
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you very much. Now we go to the underline version, and this is a matter for judgment, right? I put forward this formulation because, and so has the others I've consulted, because we believe that we need as large a turnout as possible for the consultation. And we also want to remind residents that there is a consultation, and I think genuinely it can go up or down. The other reason that this is put forward is that a judgment has to be reached that we are not dealing here solely with the local plan, in my estimation, and others' estimation as well. A lot of eyes will be on the level of support for or against the local plan by developers who are putting forward possibly other development on Mersey. So we need to be absolutely clear, in my view, that we are putting forward an encouragement for people to participate in this consultation. So this formulation is put forward. Bob's formulation is more lengthy in the sense that he recognises he can speak to his own, but of course, but it is in relation to the fact that a judgment will be reached and valid arguments will be put forward by others. I am thinking that this version is recommended because it is probably deals with the heart of the matter in a way that people will readily understand. So I'm putting that forward for consideration.
Okay. Is everybody happy with what John's putting forward?
Sorry, well, I'm clear about all this. you've written here, John, the City Council will consider all the comments made during this consultation.
Yeah.
I think needs a full stop there. And some explanation. And put forward an increase in the current allocation for West Mersey based upon comments received from other allocated sites. Therefore, your views are of great importance at this time.
Yeah.
I read that and I thought, well, I know what John's saying, but will anybody else understand it? That's why I rewrote it. Sorry, I do a lot of rewriting. The council will consider all the comments made during this consultation. Full stop. Should the residents of Mersey not, and I'm uneasy about all this, should the commissioners not submit their comments and any objections, it is possible the allotted allocation of Mersey could be increased if other locations put forward robust arguments. I'm uneasy about all of this, but I have to be honest.
But your view, and this is why I say it comes down to one of the big problems, your view is whether we should say anything about this at all.
Well, I'm just thinking how other people will perceive it. If this is picked up by someone in Langenhove, for instance, they're going to say, what's Mersey up to here?
Yeah.
We'll fight this and suggest that the housing goes to Mersey. Because
yeah.
We're saying we don't want the housing, we want it to go to Langenhove or Leia or somewhere else.
No. I think that we're not saying we want it to go to anywhere specific, we're just saying we don't want it. And I suspect all the other parishes will be saying exactly the same thing.
So do we need to say anything at all?
I don't know how to say it, though. We need to stress that it is important that as many people as possible submit comments, whatever their comments
may be. So do we need to say anything more than that? I don't know, I'm just uncomfortable.
My judgment is that people are not going to be turned on by this consultation.
They're not
going to be turned on, right? So we have to show to them, in my view, why it's necessary to actually make a comment. And I think this encourages people to say, well, it could get worse unless we actually put in a comment.
So do we not need to keep it a bit balanced? Because you are going to have people that are fought off for further development.
Well, of course.
You know.
But that, it does say we'll consider all the comments.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd actually would say a potentially could increase the current allocation for West Mersey but I wouldn't include the bit based upon comments received from other allocated sites.
Mm, I think that's the bit that...
Yeah.
Therefore, your views are of very great importance at this time. So, I'd personally leave out the bit about comments from other allocated sites. That's my view, anyway.
I think I prefer it left out. I'm just uncomfortable about it. It's we're fighting our corner, aren't we? We're not trying to push it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, not explicitly.
Not directly.
Yeah. So what you're saying could potentially...
The City Council will consider all the comments made during this consultation and could put forward an increase in the current allocation for West Mersey. Therefore, your views are of very great importance at this time.
I was going to suggest change and could to, and potentially could.
Increase.
Yeah, increase in the current allocation.
Okay.
That's just semantics, really. But
okay.
So what I've got is the City Council will consider all comments made during this consultation and potentially could increase in the current, and potentially could...
Could increase the current allocation for West Mersey.
Therefore, your views are of great importance this time.
Based upon comments received. But
at the end, based upon comments received?
Yeah. But get rid of the from other allocated sites.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay.
So it's comments received the whole of the Colchester area.
So the City Council would consider all comments made during the consultation and could potentially increase the current allocation for West Mersey.
Yeah.
Do you want to read that back,
The City Council would consider all comments made during this consultation and could potentially increase the current allocation for West Mersey. Therefore, your views are of very great importance at this time based upon comments received.
No, that doesn't make sense, does it? To end it on.
No, the loss based upon comments received at the end wasn't there.
No. It's not there, is it?
It doesn't, it's not necessarily.
So the sentence...
Go again, Kirsty. Give it a go again.
No, the sentence will end at this time.
Yeah.
Just don't put in there.
Yeah. Okay. Right, so do you want to read it out one final time, what you've got?
The City Council will consider all the comments made during this consultation and could potentially increase the current allocation for West Mersey. Therefore, your views are of very great importance at this time.
Right.
Everybody agreeable to that?
I think that's better.
Yeah.
Can I just...
Yeah.
One more thing. I think I might reiterate, could put an in... could potentially increase the current 300 allocation. Just to reiterate.
Right, where would you fit that in, Sophie?
Just adding 300 in there.
Yeah.
Current proposed allocation, actually. But
yeah.
If you
current.
Want to be.
Yeah. Potentially. Current proposed.
Yeah.
300
allocation.
Mm.
Do you want to go again?
If people don't read it all in detail, they will read the bits that we've really highlighted.
The City Council will consider all the comments made during this consultation and could potentially increase the current proposed 300 allocation for West Mersey.
Yeah.
Therefore, your views are great. Very great importance at this time.
Yeah.
Right, is everybody agreeable to that now?
Okay.
Yeah. You're right then. That's why. Right, brilliant. Okay. So do you want to move on, John?
Yeah. Next one is concerns of death cancer with our and trouble our island. That's not a major point.
Right, is everybody agreeable to that point?
Adding the word
it's the one in red that we're doing.
Yeah.
Unique island location.
No, not
liking. Oh, see, I like the word unique because it makes us stand out from the rest as well.
No, I
don't.
I think it's a valid point, putting you in.
So except
unique,
we're accepted where there are other islands, so we're not unique.
We're
not so much as we're
but
an island.
Yeah.
Well, okay, not a unique. Well, we are unique, aren't we? No,
well, we like to
like
think so, but we're not unique either.
Yeah.
Except, but we're not unique in terms of planning consideration.
Are we unique in the fact that we're shut off with a tide that's got a massive surge?
But we
today.
Are the most eastern occupied
island. Yes,
in
we
UK.
Are.
So we are unique in that state.
So do we want unique in or not?
I would favour unique, yeah. So do you want to go around the table? You would favour? Councillor Hinsworth.
Are we going to our unique island location?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's our
Sophie
unique
is a yes.
island.
David?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty ambivalent about
yes,
it. I don't think
I'm
we are unique, to be honest. But
no,
right.
I
but unique is overused. People, you hear it
yeah,
on the radio
yeah,
all the time.
It is.
Yeah.
And then, but it isn't unique.
I,
there's
another
I also don't like the use of the word "our" in anything.
Because it's
ownership.
Yeah,
I know,
it
really puts
yeah.
me off.
Yeah.
But I can see it, the context here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Okay, so we've got four for the word unique. And two against, so
yeah.
can
well,
I...
Well, I'm not against it.
No,
I
yes,
think,
we're content
yeah.
with that.
I think,
yeah.
I think you're over.
yeah, so, sorry, but I would go for the word our unique island.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Right. On to the next one, John.
Yeah. I'm not doing very well, am I? Commitment to increase the capacity of the medical facilities will not be achieved, and the list for new patients closed. So... add in the list for new patients. So.
Right, so I've got facilities still not achieved. So you say will not be?
No. Commitment to increase
capacity in the medical facilities still not achieved.
Still not achieved, and the list for new patients closed.
Currently closed.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, okay, it doesn't matter. It is closed.
It is closed. Okay. Next one is public transport.
Is it currently or is it?
So, is that agreed then?
Yeah.
On public transport.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be long.
The public transport limitations. Hold
on.
Okay.
Did we? Is everybody happy with the analyst for the new patients closed?
Yeah.
David?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fact. It's a fact. It's a fact.
Okay.
It's closed.
Yeah.
It is closed currently.
Well,
no, I know.
The fact is, I can't afford it.
Well,
it's either closed or not.
Well,
you
know what the plan is, actually.
Yeah.
To move on then. Public
yeah.
transport limitation, it's not only because of the flooding and impacted by flooding on the Strood.
My query in green was, do we need to expand on that? We have slightly expanded on it. Public transport limitations. What exactly are we saying here?
Mm-hmm.
It's not limitations, is it? They've actually stopped you.
Inadequate public transport.
They literally stop it.
Well,
I don't know
if we can make a judgment.
Unable to offer a service.
Whilst the Strood is covered or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
but it's not only related to the Strood, though. It's because the bus service at the moment has been reduced.
Yeah.
Well, so I think we need
to
that's
explain.
Why I've been on here, expand on this,
yeah.
because it doesn't actually say
tell you what it is.
But we're not... providing a detailed explanation in relation to the local plan. What we're doing is trying to invite people to make observations about
that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when they write in, they're going to pick out points from your leaflet,
yeah.
John.
Yeah.
So you need to be clear about what
yeah.
those points are, because,
yeah,
again, it's like what Bob said, when you read something, we know we've got a good idea of what's going on, but the general public
okay.
doesn't
well,
have any idea.
What amendment did you have, Bob, then?
Well, I haven't made one. I've just asked, expand on this question mark, because I'm not sure what we're actually saying here.
How about public transport limitations due to regular flooding.
No, that wasn't the point of it. I don't
know. Of the stream and limited services.
Transport stopped by flooding on the stream.
Public transport.
Limited public transport.
Well, stopped by
further,
flooding on the stream.
Which is further
exacerbated.
Impacted or
impacted.
By
impacted.
Flooding on the street.
Yeah.
So what is it? Say that again.
Limited, starting with limited.
Yeah.
Limited public transport, which is regularly further impacted by flooding on the street.
I think that sounds better.
Mm.
So it's exactly the same thing, but it is.
So I've got limited public transport, which is regularly impacted by flooding on the road.
Yeah.
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 Mm.
Is everybody happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't change what it says, but
it doesn't change, it just expands.
It makes it
clear. Yeah, right, okay. Right, so the next one.
The next one deals with projects which are costed under the local plan. These have been costed at 1.3 million, but the plan, in terms of costs which will be found, is a substantial shortfall arising from the plan.
John, before we go on to that, which is important, can I just go back to, we've missed out outdated utility infrastructure.
Right, okay.
Because I queried, what does this mean? Because to me, utilities are water, gas, electricity,
sewage.
Internet,
mm.
What else we got these days. But are they outdated? Which ones are outdated? Mm. Why does it impact this particular argument?
Yeah, that's a general statement that well, we know the sewage system is not, is outdated.
Increasing the flow doesn't sort the problem out.
No, well, I mean, just from the actual pipes and the way it's distributed across the island.
Yeah.
Electricity, I've no idea. Water supply, I believe it's pumped from two pumps up the other end of somewhere around Pelham, isn't it?
Something like that.
And there's an actual flow. A limited amount that those pumps can supply. But so I haven't got the figures. I just think I don't think we can expand upon that because we haven't got the facts.
Well, therefore, we shouldn't put it in.
Well, it's generally enough to be okay, I think. But
I can't agree with that.
Well, okay.
Outdated in what respect? What will we not get? Will there not be electricity? Yes, there will be electricity. Will there be gas? Yes, there will be gas.
Yeah.
Will there be internet? Yes, there will be internet.
Poor internet.
No,
water? There will be water.
There will be water. I mean, at the Anglian Water meeting, they didn't indicate there'd be a problem pumping the water.
No, that's fine.
But we picked up, you know, if they increase the flow.
No, that's fine.
Then it increases the bacteria that goes into the stream.
outdated, maybe not the right word then, but...
inadequate sewage.
No, I don't know if that's the right word, because I can't make that joke.
No.
Strained utility infrastructure or something like that.
I was
going
to say, if we change outdated to something else, it would perhaps be...
Yeah. Could we use inadequate then?
Well, I don't know.
But we're not being specific. Inadequate in what respect?
Well, unless you want a whole chapter. I originally had more in than this. But my consultees on this said to keep it clear.
But it's not clear, though, is it?
It is clear. It is clear. The whole of Colchester City Council had a report on infrastructure, right? Which went into absolute detail on every aspect, yeah? There is a view that I'm picking up from residents, that, for example, internet, you can't get internet in certain parts of it. There has been a failure on some electricity supply as well.
That's true.
And water there has. I mean, we've had a whole system of water pipes being replaced, right? But they're still inadequate.
very general though, John.
It's very general, but what?
If yeah, well, if outdated is fine, and or strained or whatever.
Mm. That's right. It's there.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so are we going to move past this one? What does everyone think on it?
Well, we've got an alternative.
I just. Which utility is strained? Roads are slightly strained, but I'm not sure that's a utility. That's infrastructure. That's not utility. That's not a utility. Utility is water, gas, electricity.
But you're not quoting the way of saying some outdated utility infrastructure.
Yeah, that's a better way. Yeah, I agree with that.
Right, is everybody happy with the word some?
Yeah.
To replace what? Or some
outdated utility infrastructure.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Not really.
Right, is that go round enough of a vote?
I'm happy with it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think it's quite right either.
Well, I'm happy to put some outdated.
Okay.
I'll be happy with some.
Yeah.
It's a bit nondiscreet.
But if we're then challenged, what do we say?
Well, to start with the sewage.
We've got plenty of arguments on this.
Well,
I put a whole paragraph in that wasn't in before in red here to do with the sewage plant, which wasn't covered before.
We're trying to be general with this one, though, aren't we?
But generalities will not cut any ice at the end of the day.
Let's step back here, because this is a leaflet to put around the residents to encourage them to engage when it comes
to a detailed view. This council will have evidence from the working group on all what is covered in. That will be the council's response. Yeah, as Nigel said, this is a leaflet dealing with a very outline.
Top level suggestions, if you like.
If I could just say, these are bullet points that starts with the concerns of the council relates to, why don't we put impacts on utility infrastructure?
Yep.
The impacts on.
I put further impact, because it's the 300 hours is what it's going to.
Further impact on utility infrastructure, because that's general, but it's saying more houses equals.
And no one can argue that it will put further impact.
Yeah. So what is the amendment then?
Further impact on utility infrastructure. On the further impact on the utility infrastructure.
On utilities.
Just on utility
infrastructure. Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know about anybody else, but at certain times of the day, the internet on this island is a bit.
So that heading will outdated go.
What have you got, right?
Further impact on utility infrastructure.
Utilities.
It should be plural because it's more than one.
Utility infrastructure is correct.
Of course it will impact on the 300 hours.
Yeah.
It's going to have been.
No, that's a fact.
It's a fact. So what news is that in a leaflet? Because it's obvious it's going to be there.
But it's highlighting. It's just highlighting.
Yeah, but it's saying, well, it's going to impact on the infrastructure. Yeah, but there's no adverse view as a result of that.
Now, that's the point. It may not have an adverse. It may improve things, because there'll be more encouragement to get the internet up to date, for instance. Can't you mind the next person?
Well, that goes on to the next point, in terms of the plan has got to have money attached to it in order to be improvements, and there's a substantial a shortfall, I think, from that.
Right, shall we agree this bit first, John?
But I'm just explaining why that is not, cannot be applied to that, in my view. Of course it will have a further impact on on utility infrastructure, but there's no adverse effect.
There's no adverse effect, why raise the subject?
Well, because you're making the amendment, not me.
Yes, what John's saying is that the amendment
would have no adverse effect.
the amendment is indicates that there'd be no adverse effect, because it only says further impact, because it hasn't got the word adverse in it, or something like further impact on an already strained utility infrastructure.
I like the word some outdated utility infrastructure.
I think the problem is, John, is someone was to ring this office and say, well, what one's outdated? You can't answer
it.
Of course I can.
Okay.
Of course you can. The whole evidence which is put forward in the report indicates that the infrastructure is inadequate. The city council is saying that, say Bob's point, the only way we're going to get any improvements here
is to have the development.
To have it. So so it starts from the premise that the present structure is inadequate.
Trouble is, we're taking 300 houses. It's not going to improve your infrastructure.
No,
there won't be enough. There won't be enough money there.
I know that. That's exactly my point. Of course, if anyone who phoned in, we'd have answers to this. There's a whole bunch of evidence which we're working on at the moment, which indicates where the infrastructure is not appropriate.
Right, okay, let's go around the table again then. So, Bob.
On utility infrastructure, I think if we had the briefing notes, if we were ever queried on it, where I was singing off the same song sheet, at the moment, I wouldn't know what to say.
No, likewise, I feel the same.
So, what are you suggesting?
Further, I'm sorry, John, but I would put further impact on the utility infrastructure.
Or stress?
Yes, further strain or stress. Mm. Stress or strain.
It's got to have an adverse impact.
Yeah, so that using the word strain or... yes.
I mean, I still would want it quantified if someone queries it. Someone stops me on the street and says, what are you talking about?
Okay.
How about there is lack of improvements to...
Is it the problem you've got is the word infrastructure?
No. That's the key word.
No, I'm saying, you're saying, would it be as a use? And then underneath, because it's got to go on a leaflet, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a leaflet. Too.
Yeah. It's not an encyclopedia they're going to have to... You'd be looking at bullet points, wouldn't you? If somebody wanted to say, infrastructure, it'd be one, i.e. broadband, so.
No proposal, I'm just thinking, you know, there's no proposal, this is, it's not a statement, there's no proposals for improving utility infrastructure.
That's not true. That's not true.
Certainly the sewage think that they've improved the site when it isn't, when it's like increasing the load of bacteria going into...
Yeah, that's not really. We just want something for a leaflet that is not...
We're not writing the full response from this council to the consultation. Right? What we're trying to do is summarise what our concerns are.
A concern impact on... our strained utility infrastructure.
More houses mean more strain.
I think that's general enough, because I don't
think the word outdated is right.
No, that's what I'm suggesting, that further impact upon our already strained utility
infrastructure. That sounds better.
I don't know if that's too contentious or...
Say that again, Nigel, further.
I can't remember.
Further impact on already strained.
Yeah.
Utility infrastructure.
So further impact on our already strained utility infrastructure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. It's difficult, but we are only doing a leaflet to encourage. It needs
people
to be accurate, but,
yeah.
But I think that's a statement that could be supported.
Yeah.
If ever questioned.
Right. So let's go around the table.
Yeah.
On that one, David.
Yeah, I agree.
Sophie.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's fine.
Yourself, John?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's an improvement.
Sorry. Right, okay. We don't want to get held up on every little bit on this one, I think.
Right, okay.
It's fairly important, this leaflet, because we're failing our colours to the mask, aren't we?
Yeah.
No, I agree. I absolutely agree.
Right, John, do you want to go on to the next slide, please?
The bit in red.
Yeah, the bit in red.
That should be 1.3 billion, surely.
Yeah, 3 billion. That's
million.
Correct that. No, it's billion.
Huh?
Billion.
No, it can't be.
It is. Let me check.
No, it's got to be.
No, it can't be.
It's billion. Sure. Let me check that. Because I'm doing
it. Yeah.
Oh God, it's got to be for that kind of.
Can't even build one house in one.
No, I would. No, I'm not. I'm not correcting that.
Not one.
I was going to say that's a lot of properties for a little bit of money.
No, this is the infrastructure cost.
Yeah.
Associated
right, okay.
with the 12-13.
No, I wanted to check the full amount. Go on, continue.
I think the observation that I made was, and John knows this, is what's the relevance of this?
Mm.
It may be factually correct, but what is the relevance of it? Because we're not saying what the relevance of it is.
Well, the relevance is that the improvements which the City Council is putting forward, which will flow from the local plan, is not funded.
I don't think people will understand that.
I don't think they'll know what that means.
If they'll go, oh.
What does that mean?
Oh.
I think you'll get to that point, and if they don't understand it, they will switch off from reading.
Yeah, they will. And they either put it in and explain it, or we don't
put it in at all.
All right.
Yeah.
It may be factually correct, John, but it doesn't mean anything to anybody.
Yeah.
Well, funny that, isn't it? Because that exact statement is what the local media are leading.
Mm-hmm. Do they understand what it means?
Well, they've taken it to mean that it's understandable to the public.
Well, sorry. I don't consider myself to be completely stupid, but I don't understand it.
I think documents put forward by the city show that there are 1,230 development projects with a total infrastructure cost of 1.3 billion.
Okay.
But it appears that there is a substantial shortfall arising from the plan.
Okay, I'm prepared to concede that that should go in when we deal with our full comment to the consultative document. So that could be a comment by the council. So let go. Okay.
Because the point of that, and we all sat around the table, we kind of either looked at the YouTube of the local plans, you know, meetings or whatever else. So some things people won't know or perhaps want to know. But I think the point about that was, you know, how is it all going to be paid for?
Yeah.
Mm. You know, and it's, does this mean much more rises on council tax and that sort of thing?
Mm.
And of course, it's not specific to Mersey. This is the whole infrastructure shortfall.
As I say, why don't we leave it until the full reply is done?
Yeah, okay. So that's not going to be
taking that out. Is everybody happy to take that out?
Yeah, because it's not going to mean anything to anybody.
Yeah.
So,
you
happy for that to come out?
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I proposed it, that's it. The rest is in relation to how the information is put forward. And as I say, it's on the assumption that under submission that residents will be able to provide details by post.
John, could I just ask you, on West Mersey Town Council's website, what is going up? Is there a proposal of what's going to go up? Because we need that up at the point these go out.
Or is this just this same document with links to the actual...
No, what is proposed on that is that we give some factual information about what a local plan is and what representations that we've made, including that on the environment. And also a link to the speech that I gave at the local planning committee last week.
Right, so you've got a copy of your speech up, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's already been agreed, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's what
that's right.
we're
yeah.
thinking.
Yeah. But anything else which, in general, which will help
general information page.
Yeah, it's general information, yeah.
Whole thing.
Right, okay. I mean, is there any reason why, is the statement already up there now?
No, what is up there now is I've requested that the environmental letters go up there, and I requested that a reference to my speech at the local planning committee is up there.
Right, okay. Right, so is that all of the amendments?
I've noticed that just on a practical point, it says you can submit your comments in person to the West Mersey Town Council office. So we're okay with that, aren't we?
Well,
that's just people's letters being handed in here rather than using a stamp.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've been, Colchester will accept a bulk, lot of letters from West Mersey Town Council collected on behalf of the residents.
Well, again, this all goes to the question of what their arrangements are for
yeah.
a consultation other than by email. We won't know that until council, to the city council.
Yep.
Come forward, Nigel.
So some of this we may have to...
The practicalities of...
The practicalities. I want
to
move
just
to what...
Have to be...
Yeah, I want to move... What I propose we do as a council is that we agree the text, and this is another for the chair to consider as well, that we set this in terms of the proof, but we don't actually agree to it going forward for printing until we've got the consultation arrangements clear.
Yeah,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
because otherwise you're not
way.
Sending
that's
a clear message.
Yeah, but you can understand, as a council, the reasons why we need to do it. There's been one leaflet already circulated locally by the city councillors, which has been very helpful in one sense, but unhelpful in another sense, is that there's no mechanism put forward in that leaflet for people to put in their comments. You know, there is no help for residents to understand how they can put forward comments. This leaf is important because we're trying to get people to make comments quickly, given that it's the Christmas period that's coming up. Because the more that we continue with this, the more we're going to get into a holiday period. My own view is that the council, that the city has not put forward sufficient information at the moment for parish councils and rural communities to respond. I hope that I'm going to be proved wrong in the next 10 days or so. You can see the problem there, that the city council is eating into its own consultation process. Without details of how to respond.
Can I just make one observation? Sorry. Beat by post. If you come down, last paragraph,
yeah.
or provide a copy by post or in person.
Yeah.
That first or, should that not be alternatively provide a copy by post or in person? That read better.
Say that again. Or
right, so last under B.
Yeah.
To submit B, last paragraph.
Yeah.
Or provide a copy by post or in person too. So the first or alternatively provide a copy by post or in person.
You need to actually have, you can have or provide a copy to West Mersey Town Council.
Yeah,
Do you need to actually stay in the person's or place?
Riley.
Yeah, take the first door out and just have to provide.
Provide a copy.
Yeah.
To West Mersey Town Council.
Just
okay.
Yeah,
without
by post.
Yes,
yeah.
Provide a copy.
Okay.
I think it's unlikely that people do it by post.
Okay.
Anyway.
Not the price of postage.
Yeah.
Well, if they got to walk to the post office, it's stamped.
Yeah.
And the last question on this, where you've got for more information, are we on that point yet? The red
yeah.
for more information.
Yeah.
Over the page, it's got in person. So, what information might we have at the office?
We don't know. That will be. I will provide for the office or the working group an outline.
So, is it fair to say, John, until we know for sure that Colchester City Council are accepting alternative routes, that might come out.
That may come out.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, it, the whole that whole section is provisional.
Mm.
Right, can we agree that last one then to provide a copy to West Mersey Town Council?
Yeah.
Is everyone happy with that?
Yeah.
Well, yes, but I understand we're asking everyone, all the residents, to copy their reply into us.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with that? Is it just for our own information? Or
I think it's for our own information. But it's also a sense of what people are saying.
But won't these replies be available to see on Colchester?
No, they won't be. I think there will be. I think. I'm not. Well, it's certainly not clear how they will be dealt with by
So consider providing a copy.
See, there are concerns slightly. I know it's got nothing to do with it, but Kirsty has recently been on a GDPR type course, and you're asking people to will these replies identify their name and address? And do we need to put a GDPR
for
statement on that? Yeah.
For what purpose?
I'm not saying how important it is, but it's something that we have to consider these days.
Yeah.
But anyway, forget what I said anything. Just thought I'd throw that in.
But you're right. In this, you know, with GDPR, what are we going to do with them?
Yeah, well, I mean, that'd be fine. Your replies will be held in, you know, whatever confidence or whatever, or
a statement on there.
A statement just saying they're to be used by West Mersey Town Council for internal use only, or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to word it. It's just something that someone else will probably bring up if they happen to spot it.
Yeah.
Do we need this information, though?
Well, that's what I'm saying. For what purpose?
For what purpose?
Yeah.
I imagine they'll all be printed on the website.
That's why we don't know.
I don't think you can
take. I think that, to be honest with you, John, I don't see why we couldn't do an FOI. If we wanted to see what the comments were, we could do an FOI. So,
should
we take that out?
You take that out then.
Yeah, I'm not. Is everyone happy to take it out?
What, the please copy your response to the
government? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think the problem with it is.
It's
as
a
well,
valid point.
A majority of the people won't bother with that bit if they bother with the first bit.
Yeah.
And then what are we going to do with them, and how do we hold the information?
Yeah.
Because they will be identified by name and address.
Yeah.
So we do have to put a statement saying what we wanted to use the data for.
So I'm for taking it out. You're taking it out, Sophie.
Yeah.
Unless anyone thinks it's really important.
Yes, I think you should do.
Okay.
John?
Yeah.
Okay. So all of
that.
That
way, all the GDPR issue is with Colchester because it's.
So it's the whole two sentences there.
Yeah.
John's saying all of it, and you're just saying that.
Oh, right, okay. Please copy your response to West Mersey Town Council email. Yeah, that's got to come out as well. Sorry, the last two paragraphs. Right, for the next one then, for more information. Is everybody happy about that?
Yeah. As long as the office staff have got that information.
And again, some of the content will be subject to Colchester City disclosing, but you know, the in-person West Mersey Town Council, that needs to, that will be subject to Colchester City Council accepting comments other than on the consultation
forms.
Yeah.
And what, so the process is, we will see what Colchester say, right? This leaflet will be held in the bank until we've got confirmation about how they're going to deal
the mechanics
with it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
At that stage, right, what amendments will be needed to the leaflet? At that stage, we'll have to leave it that the only way that you can respond is by the process which the City Council have put forward.
Yep, so which you'll need to put an active date in.
Yeah, we'll have to put an active date in, and we'll have and will we want to say anything about that our preference would have been for the council, City Council, to have made provision to receive comments and be disappointed, or leave that blank?
Well, in this leaflet?
Leave it blank, because I think you're just trying to encourage people.
Okay.
You know, whatever our feelings are is irrelevant.
I'm just asking that. So if they don't, there's no reason for the leaflet to come back to him.
Fill the blanks in.
Okay.
Yeah, right, so do we... John, you proposing that all of those amendments?
Yeah.
Second to please?
Yeah.
Thank you, Sophie. All in favour?
I think so.
You alright, John?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks,
John, for your
work on it
as well.
Yeah, it's not been easy to bring forward here, because I've had to marry quite a lot of different views within one document.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before we move on, Teresa, we skipped over a few points that I made.
Oh,
in
I'm
red,
so sorry.
In
right.
red. John's
okay.
raised certain points, but before we I abstain or whatever, can I just... I read through this, John, and I thought, I couldn't... As a resident, I'm writing in what I'm actually complaining about. There's not much structure in it. So I added this water treatment plant.
Oh,
I
see,
yeah. Now, we had the meeting that I wasn't at.
Yeah.
The city councillors were happy with it, but I think yourself and Nigel weren't happy with it.
I wasn't there.
No.
You weren't
there. It was Graham, John and myself.
So I thought, well, people talk about this water treatment plant. They talk to me about the water treatment plant. They say it crunches it, noisy it, there's this and that and all the rest of it. So does it cope or does it not cope? So I wrote, not knowing what I was talking about, concerned that the water treatment plant in Mersey may not have capacity to cope with additional 300 properties, these being extra to the already approved properties. And John has written here, not accepted as query whether accurate. Well, I don't know whether it's accurate or not.
Right, okay.
But people talk about this all the time.
Right, okay. What I picked up from the meeting is Anglian Water were adamant that they've got the capacity to cope with further development. But when you start breaking it down, having Graham on board as well, and looking at the Blackwater being a marine conservation zone, an SSI, and is it an SAC, John, as well? I think it was as well.
Yeah.
You can't be seen to be increasing into the Blackwater, causing further harm. And the way that they believe that they can cope with further capacity is by increasing the flow. But what that means is an increased flow when you've got a lot of rain, raw sewage will just go out into the Blackwater, which causes further harm.
Mm.
So actually, they're causing more harm by increasing the flow.
Mm.
So I wouldn't call that that's adequate. And also, it's questionable about the 2.4 million that they're stating has been spent.
How can you query that? Because that's what they state.
Freedom of Information's gone in. And Graham can find, I think it's 450,000, but can't get to the 2.4 million on improvements. And also, dare I say it, I don't know if I can quote it at the moment, but the European legislation that I've quoted before on the urban wastewater, which we have protection under, states that we should have a tertiary system, which means a third system, which we haven't got.
Okay, well, we're not making enough of it then, are we? Because it says in black, but I've only written this in because I just wanted to open the conversation up. It says in black, environmental concerns affecting the river Blackwater estuary include wastewater treatment issues, but it doesn't actually say what those issues are, and failures to carry out legally required. That's probably true, but it doesn't mean anything to anybody, except maybe the fishermen. But what are these wastewater treatment issues?
I think it's really difficult on a leaflet to explain all of that. I think that's got to go in, John, when we put representation in under the consultation.
Yeah.
But we're asking,
it's really difficult to explain to
people. I'm sure it is, but we're asking the public to complain about the whole thing, and yet we're not giving them any guidance as to what it is they're complaining about.
Yeah, I think it's really difficult because, as I said, the wastewater, urban wastewater legislation, you'd have to put a document with it to explain to somebody.
Talking about a leaflet,
Where
would have that been?
That's on another document.
I'm not trying to be difficult here, I'm just trying to put myself in the position of the general public
but,
and saying, what am I going to say?
With further load on the estuary, I mean, it's very, very difficult because unless, I mean, people think, Bob, that raw sewage is shipped off this island and it's not.
No.
It's treated on the island, and then what they can't treat is then taken off. I think it's to Colchester.
No, it's not what they can't treat. It's the sediment that's left after. The
yeah, that's it.
That's what the tankers are carrying.
Yeah, it's removed and used as fertiliser once
it's
treated.
But it still makes a hell of a noise.
That's a mechanical fault on it.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
It spent 2.3 million. It's still got mechanical faults.
Yes.
Pump is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like a helicopter.
Well, if you pass over that.
But I think the problem is with this leaflet, we're not actually trying to, well, we're not explicitly trying to get people to complain. We're trying to get people to put in their thoughts and comments that suggested a few top level things for them to think about. So if we don't really want to go too far into.
No, but I'm just wondering what they're going to say, that's all.
We just, I know, we don't want to lead people, people one way too much, but it can suggest a number of top level concerns.
Well, in a way, that's why I've written another couple of paragraphs, which we haven't touched on. I was just a bit concerned that we're sort of heavily going against the local plan, of which they spent God knows how much time and effort on it. And they are our principal. So I wrote a couple of paragraphs, and I'll just quickly read them. West Mersey Town Council understands the demands placed upon Colchester City Council by central government.
Where is it? Oh, sorry.
It's in the red on the by central government, and in particular, the threat to increase the compulsory 1300 target set in GMT 2041 by 20%. Now, this has heavily gone into in the Tory report that went out.
Yes.
We haven't mentioned it at all in ours.
Because we didn't want to be a party political.
Should CCC not be able to demonstrate that they can achieve a set target?
If I'm honest, again, you're trying to encourage people to respond. They don't follow this like we follow it, and they wouldn't know that. and they would, I don't believe they'd understand what that means.
Well, maybe so, but I suppose what I'm trying to do is try to balance the arguments slightly. Because if they just come out and say, we don't want them,
then it's not a valid comment.
And then we could get a 20% increase.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to balance the argument.
No, that doesn't mean we get a 20% increase. It means if the plan is not agreed by February, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
If the plan's not agreed by February, then we're in fear of not having a plan.
But the plan
and then
has
the
to
government
agree.
Can
yeah.
mm.
But the plan has to agree to 1,300.
But, you know,
yeah.
Bob, there are other areas. You did some research, John,
yeah.
On areas that don't currently have a local plan.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know Thurrock is one of those.
Yeah,
come
from. Well, they're going to suffer, aren't they?
Well, are they? Because they've not had a local plan for years.
No,
yeah, they've got a different government now.
No. Even the Conservative group recognised that there is a limit.
On what you can... Yeah.
Okay, and there are decisions which Colchester has made which need not reflect on such a high level.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there are at least five other city conurbations I could not name who have not had a local plan for the last 8 years. And they've still got away with it.
I don't know if they will now.
Well, they haven't really got away with it.
Well, they have. There's been no plan which has been forced on them by a national government.
No, I know. But they would have been subject to speculative development entirely. So they haven't really got any control over the overall numbers.
That's absolutely true.
But
coming back to Bob's point, I mean, this leaflet was written in as neutral a way possible to encourage people who actually were in favour of development, right? And we've made it clear how the council has defined what development it favours. And the other thing that it's done is actually try to present what the factual position is without kind of colouring it in terms of what the City Council are proposing. I think, Bob, it would be quite clear from what I said at the Local Plan Committee that we were into looking at it in a purely factual way.
And yet we miss out certain facts.
Well,
yeah.
This is not Encyclopaedia Britannica. It's a question of judgment, as I said at the start, what facts you include and what facts you leave out.
Indeed. Well, I'm suggesting some extra facts go in, but I accept it as
a
committee decision. And I also went on to say the Town Council realised that there had to be some housing development, but wishes to limit that development to sustainable levels. Any of the limitations concerned stated above, ideally any development should include starter homes, bungalows for elderly population and almshouses for nursing people on the housing register.
I agree with you, Bob, and I think I said that at the Civic before Dawn or after Dawn spoke about my knicker situation. But I think I said that, you know, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get away with nothing. However, the way that the leaflet, in my opinion, has been wrote, as if we can't take any more, so then we're making a statement, we accept that we've got to take some.
Yeah, but we're actually not saying we can't take any more, are we?
Well, we are saying there's a... I don't understand it. It's got a statement here. West Mercy Town Council is in the leaflet, has made clear it's not opposed to limited development for local people, including starter homes, but leaves the additional housing on the scale that is proposed. It's not sustainable.
Okay, so you're preferring that version. Well, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually stated, but not in a different way. But
okay.
Of course, we have got our existing neighbourhood plan, which does call for the mix of housing, etc., that you just highlighted.
So I think at the end of the day, we will get 300 houses.
Oh, yeah.
What we should be thinking about, not saying necessarily, but thinking about, is how to get the best deal out of it.
No. Indeed.
So but I've jumped on to the next phase.
Yeah, no, that's a parallel.
I think you're wrong there.
Exercise.
I think you're wrong there.
Right, can I just put it back in? Because we did take a vote on what was on there.
Yeah.
Bob, is there anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you. Okay, so can we move on to 25345, please? To approve a quote received for printing and distribution.
Well, I propose we accept that.
We'll go have a look to see which one it is. But.
Well, it's the one we didn't vote on at the meeting, isn't it?
You know, there's three options for the printer.
Is that broadly?
Well, I agree with principle. We have to print a leaflet.
Is that Harry Broadley and Sons?
Yeah, we talked about this, didn't we?
Yeah.
The one that's the least cost.
The least cost. Yeah.
So, John, what would you suggest? £192.50?
Yes, I would suggest that. But I also suggest, I tried to get this morning, a price for an additional. We only need under 4,000, but I think it's useful to have some spare ones. I was proposing that because having an extended run doesn't cost very much, that we have a run of 5,500.
But why wouldn't we? I mean,
it's cheaper.
I don't really understand.
No.
How they make it cheaper?
When they're
but
using more income.
It's still going to cost more, but not proportionally more.
That's not what it says here.
No, I think John was actually suggesting that we get more than 5,000, 500 more than the 5,000.
Yes, that's right.
Well, that should be cheaper still then, won't it, presumably?
No.
According to this logic.
But this logic is not right, what it said. It's proportionally cost less as the run goes further.
Well, that's not what it says here.
I know, that's what I just said, Bob.
So, what is the figure?
What I'm saying is £192
for 5,000,
and I'm suggesting that we have another 500 on top of that, which will be increased proportionally, which I reckon to be around about the 200.
How many properties do we have? We've only got 4,500 of them in properties.
Yeah, but there may be people that we may have more than one circulation of this. If we need to, there are people that may miss out. I'm just saying that we should have some reserve.
You're suggesting that we may do a second run in a concentrated area.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't understand why 4,000 cost £276 and 5,000 cost £192.
I think it's to do with the setup of the machine and.
Yeah, but are we querying what the printers have said to us, or are we going
to... Well, no, I'd agree with 192, and put the extra 500 on, just do it.
Okay, well, that's what I'm asking.
Right, so the second part of this is the hand delivery.
Yeah, I'm happy to withdraw from this. We've only got one
quote.
Okay.
So this contractor would deliver leaflets to every house. It's got a postcode on Mersey Island. West Mersey, I should say, not Mersey Island.
Right, okay.
Well, it seems only reasonable to me, I have to say.
And the
You've got two options there. You've got either on a shared or a single leaflet.
Yeah, and the question on that would be, would we have to wait for them to get the other two leaflets before they did the whole thing? Or have they got a ready supply of people who want leaflets to make?
For how much it is, I'd go for a single leaflet drop.
I think that has more impact.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if you had two or three come in, you'd throw them in the bin.
Yeah.
Well, every time a tree surgery leaflet comes through, that's exactly where it goes, you know, along with a table.
Well, I think a single drop, personally.
Yeah.
So that's...
Are we all agreeable to
£250 or something?
Yeah. The cost of a single drop leaflet at £50 per 1,000 leaflets. We all agreeable with that.
Yeah.
And David?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're agreeable. So going back up to the artwork. and the cost of the leaflets, I'm hearing the £58 plus VAT.
Yeah.
5,000 leaflets, £192.50 with additional 500 leaflets.
Yep. On a pro rata basis.
On a pro rata basis.
Yeah. Is everybody agreeable to that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so a proposal, please.
I'm proposing it.
I'm happy to second. All in favour, please. And that's on both of those. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And John, you're abstaining.
Abstaining from the distribution.
Thank you.
Abstaining from both.
No,
the just the distribution.
Just the
green man. Or a green man.
Right, 25346 to agree and no arrangements for publicity regarding the local plan.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, just to be very brief on this. Under, I believe, delegated powers that I've got under the regulation, as coming under the environment and community services, I am able to make public statements in relation to the local plan because it comes under that. But I wanted to indicate to the council that I obviously be fulfilling this within the limitations of our policy in relation to what has already been said. And the leaflet.
Okay.
But it will need to be dealt with under that heading.
Okay. And also, does it not come under the finance, the local plan or local plan? How it links
well,
in.
The finance only has an overview of things. It doesn't
okay.
deal with the detail of it.
Yeah.
Except when
I mean, we can review statements or whatever by email.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't get bogged down into nothing going out.
Yeah.
But we could give our views.
Yeah.
I think it's
good.
Shown this morning that people have different
views
on
this.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's risky for any one person, John.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that, you know.
Not that we distrust
no,
you,
no,
it's
no,
just
no,
risky.
No, no, no.
Okay,
I think we do.
Okay, so how about then, sorry, John, that with regards to the publicity, that it's distributed to full council.
Well, not
or,
no, to council members of our email
yeah.
for their comments.
Yes.
And then someone has to,
yeah.
John can decide what you can
yeah. yeah.
No, but he's a reasonable person, so.
Yeah.
All right, Bob. In regards to publicity, it's distributed to council members via email for their comments.
Yep.
Okay.
And go with the consensus.
Yeah.
Well, if
is that fair to say?
Are
you happy with that, John?
Yeah, I'm happy. I mean, the first one that I'd be looking at is what we put in the next edition of the Courier, the Courier or Mersey Life.
Someone can agree that the consensus is what someone else agrees the consensus
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Well, with a majority then. Agree with the majority.
Majority, yeah.
Shall we wait for Bob to come back?
Yes, if there's something else on the agenda.
So in regards to publicity distribution to council members via email for their comments, and agree with the majority.
Yeah, basically. So if something comes round, councillors put their comments on it, agree, or I would suggest whatever, and then everybody else will have to go, yeah, I agree with that one or this one or... with the original or the amendment.
Well, I'm hopeful that the amount of
comment will be minimal.
It will be minimal because we've done the statement I've done to the local plan and the leaflet.
Has been agreed.
Has been agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably going to follow those lines.
It's going to follow those lines. That's what I thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
So does that make sense in a minute, though?
Right, so regards to publicity. Was it?
Regards to publicity distribution to council members by me and their comments.
By regards to publicity, statement to be distributed to. That made more sense,
yeah.
Really.
And can I say, this time, can I say out of session here? What I think would be...
Don't forget the tapes, going, John.
Yeah, I don't mind it being here, but from the point of view of not being part of the meeting, can I say something? If Bob's not here, is I think when the leaflet is set, that I will make certain that it's put round. So you've got the full sight of how it appears on
paper.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So the last
one is
just a statement to be distributed to council members.
Okay. Fire email,
yeah.
For the comments. Final copy.
Sorry,
wording. Final copy wording. Majority. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So regards to policy distribution statement to be distributed to council members via email for their comment. Final copy wording by majority.
Yeah. Because it's if Bob doesn't agree with me, or David might say, well, I agree with Bob. Sophie might say, I agree with Theresa.
It's just have a consensus with
me,
isn't
absolutely.
It? So that we're not saying anything that we might not be able to defend.
Absolutely. Right, so...
It's been based on everything we've put together so far. Yeah.
Oh, it's not an easy subject, is it, John?
No, so...
Say that again.
Because now that Bob's back with us, do you want to, with regards to 25346, what you've got wrote down to agree and note arrangements from Bob? Publicity
distribution statement to be distributed to council members via email for their comments. Final copy wording by
majority.
Okay. That shouldn't take long to deal with, so
no.
We shouldn't be holding anybody up.
I'm happy to propose that. Can I have a second to please? All in favour?
Yeah.
Lovely, thank you. 25347. To agree a designated email address for the local plan at cost of £40 plus VAT.
The thought behind this is that we don't want the existing email box to be clogged if there's a large number of people putting forward comments. It's not only in relation to this particular, it is for the future as well. We're going into a period 2 or 3 years.
Can I just raise this? Do we need it now? Because we've asked off the leaflet for comments not to come to this office.
Yeah, exactly.
So do we need it? I because the comments really should be directed to Colchester.
We needed it under the previous draft.
We did,
initial,
but we don't need it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to ask a question now. Was that going to be a completely new domain?
No. It was just...
Sorry.
So it would be set up by Mike Page, and he said that under the West Mersey Council, but be a different email address, using our domain, but then it would be
I think we will need it eventually.
Yeah, that's
okay. Not at the moment.
But okay. I'd suggest for the time being that we don't need that unless there's further development.
Okay. We've also got the merseymatters.uk domain as well, which may be more...
Oh, really?
More...
I think
suitable for this.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, that was the neighbourhood plan.
Yes,
okay.
We still paid for it. It's still there.
Oh, right.
So
yeah, we
have
to
have an email address there.
You had to keep it running for X number of years because of the local.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Defer
anything?
Defer
yeah.
In my view.
Okay, happy
yeah.
to defer.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll second it being deferred.
Yeah.
If we need to.
All in favour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob?
Yeah, absolutely.
25348 to agree to invite our incumbent play equipment supplier to visit both sites in conjunction with councillors and staff, and to advise and quote for possible options, if necessary, to invite a separate supplier of gym equipment to visit and submit recommendations and prices.
Shall I just explain why?
Please do.
I put it forward. Mm. Both sites are Wellhouse and West Mersey Park, of course.
Yeah.
We've got 35,000 coming eventually from the Kingsfield site, and the idea was that we would get somebody in to quote for new equipment for both sites. We don't know what until we talk to them, and give us a cost for both, because eventually we've got to go out for tender anyway, so we have to do both together. So just to have a starting point to see what they suggest might be useful in West Mersey Park and indeed in Wellhouse. So just to kick the ball rolling, because we've really got to get on with this one now. And that then leads on to the other points. So I designate our incumbent supplies, Sutcliffe, yeah. Just to get them down to see what they think is selling at the moment and what people are wanting at the moment and what's popular.
Well, this is to replace existing equipment.
In some parts.
That needs replacing.
Needs replaced. And we've got that wooden unit at West Mersey
yeah.
Park, which is...
And potentially some additional equipment in
some additional equipment.
If there's room for it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Okay.
I know we disagreed whilst I was on holiday about this, because I don't believe this is the responsibility of the assets committee, having read the terms and conditions. And also going back to the last finance meeting, Bob, I think what was agreed was the next step is to look at Contract Finder. What wasn't agreed in finance was the project and what would be going into Contract Finder, and whether we'd be using Contract Finder. And I think that's what the delay's been, because...
Can I give a bit of
yeah,
that?
Of course,
I went
yeah.
on a course on Thursday of Council Finance, and we were talking, and I know, because it wasn't a long line, but I actually got to ask some questions and she found out some information, which was really useful. And they were saying that if we are potentially applying for the grants, we have to be ready to be advertising. Now, as soon as you advertise, you have to go, and it's not Contract Finance now, Find a Tender, then it has to go on Find a Tender. If you don't advertise, you can do a closed tender if it's at a Bafando, and then we don't have to use the Find a Tender, which is quite a long process of putting the specification on. But if we're going for the grant, then I spoke to someone, she said part of the audit regulations for all the councils is that we have to use, as soon as you advertise, you have to use Find a Tender.
Right.
So if it's for the grant, purposes of the grant, then we've got to use Find a Tender.
So
it's interesting, isn't it? I know what you're going to say.
Do you?
Well, because I'm going to say the same thing, I think. When we looked at the financial regulations and the modern NALC, it said Contract Finder.
Yeah, it's only since February 25 that it's now Find a Tender.
Okay, well, we'd have to
change our regulations.
They're running alongside each other.
The title
so
of it.
They're still running alongside each other.
It's the financial limits that
yeah.
we're putting in. That
so it's all
to
going
consider.
Into the Government UK website, but in terms of where you upload that information, has to be loaded now onto. Sometimes they say existing ones can still be loaded up onto Contract Finder, but new tenders
okay.
after this date
well,
have to go onto
Contract
Finder.
Better register ourselves then, I suppose.
Yeah. I'm registered
yeah.
in it, but.
Nigel.
I've just lost what I was going to say now, but we're jumping on one here, aren't we?
Yeah, we jumped on one.
This was talking about
absolutely.
Getting Sutcliffe down and seeing what. They suggest needs
yeah.
doing before we get to that.
Absolutely.
It also comes down to, sorry, can I interrupt?
Yeah, of course.
In terms of the what it is that we want to put on, if we're applying for a grant, what is the priority going on to grant? Is it the skate park or is it just the play equipment?
Well, the skate park, we can't, well, I don't know whether we can wait or not. I get the impression it's urgent.
The skate park?
Yeah.
So well, we've got to take into consideration the Rossmore reports. Hence, that's why... kind of pulled it away from full council.
Okay, well, in that case,
and
I would suggest that we're...
Done. And Kirsty has done some work on that in terms of the skate park. You have had people come down.
That as a separate
yeah.
thing rather than
okay,
depends
well,
how you want to do it.
In that case, we need to deal with that separately. We
yeah.
can't wait 3 months, another 3 months to submit an application to Enervert, and then wait another three months. So we need to keep that separate. So we're only talking about new equipment, play equipment.
Right. So where are we on the Section 106 agreement as well?
Hang on, we're just jumping over.
Excuse
things
me.
Here.
Okay.
I think we're just jumping over. We were just discussing getting Sutcliffe in.
Yes,
to,
we need to agree that first. We do, to invite a separate supplier for adult gin.
Yeah.
So hence, where are we as well?
But that's,
with regards to the funds.
That's not relevant.
Sorry, we're having a domestic...
No, this
seems fairly straightforward to me. We need to start somewhere, so let's start with our incumbent supplier.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether they do adult
gym equipment,
but if they do, fine. If they don't, we need to ask somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not linked to whether we got funding from
Section 106.
Yeah.
That's the starting point. So I'm just suggesting, I propose we start with Sutcliffe
and
we'll see where we go to from there.
So we vote on that.
Yes.
That's a proposal. We start with Sutcliffe. Get some views, get some prices, get some information.
Could you pass me that gabble tail?
And I'm hungry. So
you can propose that.
Yeah, I propose that.
I'll second that.
Oh, well done. Thank you. All in favour?
All in favour?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so 25349 agreed to put the specifications out to tender via contract finder if required or obtain alternative quotes elsewhere.
I only need for it to go on to find tender if it's going to the grant, towards the grant.
Yeah. Or it'd be elsewhere if it's... So well, that comes in part with 348 once we've done that. So
it says if required, so that's fair enough.
It's fair enough. So I'll propose that. Can I have a second to please?
Contract finder inverted commas because it may not be contract finder, it might be whatever the other one is.
Yeah.
Find a tender.
Find a tender.
I met the clerk at Witham on Thursday and she said she'd put two through, she's going to send the three. She said it was the most harrowing experience of her entire existence. So I'm like, sending out SOSs.
Can I have a second, please?
Yes.
All in favour? Oh, sorry.
Who's the second now?
I'm a second there.
Thank you. 25350 to select three or more possible providers from quotes submitted.
Well, it follows on, doesn't it, really? Once it goes in find a tender, whatever you want to call it, then we need to assess the quotes.
Full
council. It's going to have to because it's a huge figure.
Yeah.
As a side issue, Nigel, we're going to have to change the financial regs, I think, because 25,000 plus that is too small.
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah,
a figure suggested.
Yeah, Witham Town Council, a large town council, said they're going towards 60,000, and they're also putting a waiver in, which is legal, and they have to consult this list to say that if they're applying for a grant, it would be waived because often there's time constraints with the grant, and when you go through find a tender, you have to follow their timing.
Absolutely.
And it makes it more difficult to apply quickly.
So
we need to build
that. So can that be factored in for the next full council, or would you prefer it's done quickly as an extraordinary meeting, a wording?
I think
so
we've got
that you can
few
proceed.
Steps to go first.
Yes.
I'd leave it where it is for the moment.
Yeah.
So perhaps put it on the next full council.
You might need to think a bit more.
When does it come up for review? It'll be later than that, won't
May.
It comes up review in May.
May.
Which would be too late as such.
Yeah.
But if it's just an amendment of the figures within the current financial, we can probably do that in a council meeting.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't need
Let's
debate.
Go on the next one. I don't think I'm at the next meeting, but anyway.
Right, okay.
It doesn't need debate, it just needs a proposal.
Well, so what should we put on the next agenda?
Was it written?
60,000?
Yeah. They said they're proposing that the threshold, they have on our financial terms, we have 30,000.
Yeah.
They amended it to 60,000. And they're also putting a waiver in, said if you're applying for a grant, and the time scale is involved in that grant, that you don't have to use the tender service that is waived for grant.
Well, rather than reinvent the wheel, if you have a conversation with them for the correct wording and then propose that for the next full council.
Yeah.
rather than reinvent the wheel. If that's okay.
It's almost too good to be true, really, isn't
yeah.
it? That worries me a bit slightly.
I think, well, we can change our financial regulations
yeah,
as long as
it's not involved.
As long as it doesn't conflict with primary legislation,
yeah.
which I believe has got a much higher figure, like upteen million.
Yeah.
So,
there's
well, if you could draft something for the next meeting,
that'd be good.
Lines,
So back to 25.350 to select three or more possible providers from quotes submitted.
Well, that's the obvious next step,
yeah.
isn't it? I've
it
just
is.
Listed down as a
it
next
is.
Step. So
and just, yeah.
Yeah, we do that, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, so
well, it goes without saying. Goes
without
second,
saying
I'll
really.
Have
yeah.
you proposing, I'll
yeah.
second it, all in favour.
Yeah.
And then on to full council for that, right. 25.351 to submit a grant application to one or more grant providers. The applications may be split between different grant providers. Depending on criteria,
yeah.
and so this
and
is
may
now,
include,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, may include the renovation and repair of the skate park. Okay, thank you. That's
so this is bringing the skate park into the equation.
It is. Yeah.
Well, if necessary, but I think we've agreed we'd do the skate park first.
Yeah.
So it's a separate issue, nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Mm.
But we may have two providers because we can't get enough off one. It's just to cover all the bases, really, just
yeah.
to accept that we've got it noted.
So we're agreeing. So.
The SIF
grant thing is open at the moment, but only for another couple of weeks,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
The SIF grant, yeah. Well, any other one.
It's only up to 10,000, though.
Well, 10,000 is, you know, every little helps,
yes.
doesn't it?
So it does.
Do you think we can get the work done? Sorry, diverging.
Before the end of the budget, is that what you're thinking?
Well, no, I was thinking, can we get it a SIF application in for the repairs?
I would think it's unlikely.
Yeah,
next couple of weeks.
I don't know how much.
I'm not even sure they'd accept repairs anyway.
For the skate park, actual quotation one, two other people have been on site and said they're sending the quotations through. They keep chasing up, and another two are due to visit. But
yeah.
considering how far back,
yes, this goes.
Those,
yeah.
And I've constantly been chasing and phoning.
So we're not going to be in
this.
So we'll get it anyway.
Can I just ask roughly how much is it they're quoting on that one?
Well, the first one, this quote, is not. He hasn't incorporated in the sites.
Right.
Yes, and that was roughly a bit. It was about £8,900 that sort of price. But I've no idea what the others are going to do, because they've all come up with different suggestions.
Yeah, I know you're chasing regular,
yeah.
but is there any chance you could possibly chase them up again?
I did it yesterday.
Oh, did you? Oh,
right,
okay,
yeah.
all
right,
okay.
So, right. I'm one of them that's been in contact all the time, sort of saying, because
yeah.
they're doing jobs at the moment, when they have a day when they can't work on the skate park, then they look at doing the clothes.
Yeah, okay. Right, so back to 25.351. Proposal, please.
We have our process. Yeah,
second
so we, yeah, mm. Let's get some grants
okay.
in.
All in favour? John?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The SIF closes, the SIF application closes on the 28th of November, which is a
it's
very
too
short
tight,
notice.
Too tight now.
And according to the page here, it's designed for capital projects. It's
which
started.
Is not, so it won't
yeah.
apply anyway.
So that's out.
Have we ever gone to the Essex Forum for funding? No. Right, 25.352 to liaise with the Section 106 provider, irrespective of Wellhouse Children's Play Area and Gleep 2 adult gym equipment in accordance with the Section 106.
Yeah. And this is down the road, but I just put this in so that
yeah.
we've agreed it and then we can just do it when the time comes.
Okay, can I just ask for. Who do you consider the provider to be?
Well, it's Mercy Homes, of course. I
should
write Mercy
should we
Homes
not be
in.
Going through Colchester?
No. Well, not that, well, it's not necessary to do that. I'm hoping Mercy Homes will just say, yes, that's okay.
No, but
to release the funds doesn't, sorry.
Oh, we've got to, oh, yes.
We've
yes.
got to go
oh,
through
yes,
Colchester,
yes,
I would have thought.
Yes,
but Councillor Hinterbell is desperate here, sorry.
Yes, I'm desperate to say something. it doesn't work like that, does it? Mersey Homes have to release the figure, which whatever it close to 32,000,
yeah.
to Colchester City Council
yeah. Yeah.
before the before 50% of the dwellings are occupied. So it's Colchester Council that we get obtain the money from.
Yes.
So really it's to liaise with CCC Section 106 team, rather than the S106 provider. Mersey Homes we don't speak to them. Their agreement was between them and Colchester City Council, who then dispersed the money. But anyway.
And we've got to make sure that what we're putting forward, that Colchester are happy with, so they release the funds.
Yes.
You know, that it meets what the...
Section 106 is fairly clear, so
yeah.
It shouldn't be a problem.
I'd like to propose an amendment to this to liaise with the Section 106
team at Colchester City Council.
Yeah. Which in the sense is a provider, isn't it?
At Colchester City Council.
Yeah.
So to liaise with the Section 106 team at Colchester City Council, and then on to, in respect of where those children's play area, angling to adult gym equipment in accordance with Section 106 agreement. Can I please ask as well, could you possibly contact the team, Kirsty, to find out whether Colchester to find out whether they have paid, Mersey Homes have paid.
No, I haven't done yet.
Because it doesn't say at the point how I look at 106 agreement.
Yeah,
they've got to have 50 houses at the moment.
Up to. It doesn't say at.
No.
It's up to.
But what it actually says is that before the 50th house or 50% of the dwellings can be occupied, they would have to pay that amount.
Yeah.
But of course, just like you and me, you don't
pay until the last
early.
Minute.
You have only pay when you have to. So until they want to sell the 50th
house,
they probably won't be passing this money over.
But let's ask.
They've got to be occupied as well, so it's not just...
They've got to be occupied, so 49 will be occupied, and they've got a buyer for the 50th
so
one.
So this is down the road a bit.
Schedule 4, sorry to grab that.
No,
Schedule 4.
Got another one for you.
Schedule 4. Have they paid this bill? It's index linked, so it's going to be greater than that.
Yeah.
Thank you, this.
Yeah, that's a Dawes Lane Section 106 agreement.
But on that particular.
Do you know how the sales are going, John, on Kingfield?
Right, so.
Sticking, I think.
I'm happy to propose that. Can I have a second to please? He got up just before you, so all in favour.
Yes.
It's Nigel, sorry. John, you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so meeting's now closed, so now you can ask him about ourselves.
You can turn off the
Dave, can you just press that three button?